More than 20 years ago, we watched television and wanted to live the lifestyles of celebrities. But we all understood that without true talent, that goal was very hard to acquire. Fast forward to today, and we use social media to see everyday people like us living the lives that we always wanted. Well, some of them are faking it, but you know, quite a few really live like that. And because these people aren't famous, we think that we can achieve too. Well, no, we feel like that we deserve to live that way. Well, guess what? You don't. You deserve to live like yourself. Stop comparing your life to others and watch how much better it gets. This T2Q is going to hit you where it hurts. I'm about to mess you up with some truth. This is part two of a four-part series on the basics of dating. This is Dating 201. Stop comparing. The Talk to Q Radio Show is ready to kick off. Buckle up.
Q Radio. Hey, what up, Q? What up, Radio World?
What's going on, people? I want to welcome all of you to the Talk to Q Radio Show. My name is Quincy, and this is my show. And I'm coming to you live from the south side of the T2Q Man Cave. It is Tuesday, January 25th, and this is episode number 978. Please be sure to like, share, subscribe to the show. Doing that will help expose me to more people on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and more places. So please take a second to do one, if not all three of those things. I'm trying to reach 250 subscribers on YouTube, so any contribution you can make towards that would be definitely appreciated. All right, so let me go to the T2Q virtual phone lines to see who will be joining the mix this evening. So I will start here. She's back for more cash from the Show Me State of Missouri. Welcome back, Chandra, to the Talk to Q Radio Show. What's going on?
Hey, Q. Thank you for having me back. I'm looking forward to the discussion.
All right. Thanks for joining. Good to see you. And I am going to go to the Sunshine State of Florida to welcome this guy back, the homie Brad. Brad, what's going on?
Oh, you. Yo.
You can see Brad already has his bourbon rocking, so he's good to go.
I'm good. I'm ready. Throw me some questions.
All right. And let me go to the Magnolia State of Mississippi to welcome back my boy Bailey down there in Jackson. Bailey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
How you doing,
Brad,
Bailey?
What up?
Where's your drink, Bailey?
Oh, man.
Do I need to send you something?
All right.
Yeah, so man. We're just on alkaline water tonight, man.
Oh, man.
And I got a show legend joining, so let me get him in the mix. From the 850 area code, the Emerald Coastline of Pensacola, Florida, making his way to the ring, the man in black, the Buckster. What's going on, Buck?
How's everybody doing this evening?
How you doing, Buck?
Doing well.
What's going on,
Buck? Doing good. I see y'all getting your drink on over there.
I got to.
Yeah. You have to be drunk to want to join this show. All right, so we all know that.
That's in my contract.
It's in the contract.
A few drinks in order to be on the show.
I might have to get my coconut rum out so I can, that way I feel a little bit more into it.
There you go. Whatever it takes.
There you go.
All right, so, you know, comparison is a thief of joy, and I'm sure that many of you have heard that saying before. We now have the ability to peek into the people's lives more than ever. A lot of times we can see the good and the bad, but the question is it healthy? So, Chandra, I'll start with you. Is social media access to view what's going on in other people's lives on a regular basis good for us mentally?
Absolutely not. And studies have shown that, you know, people become depressed by, you know, constantly watching and comparing themselves to what they believe is the life that other people are leading on social media. So, I mean, I think that there are good aspects of social media, but, you know, I also think that it's ruined marriages, it's ruined relationships, friendships, all kind of things as a result of the immediate access that you have to all that, that information or whatever things you, it would take you years to find out about cheating. Now you can find out instantaneously. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
I guess it depends if you're the one cheating or not. All right. So Buck, what do you think, man? Do you think that social media access to view what's going on in people's lives on a regular basis, is that good for us mentally?
There's people out there that are not stable minded and that, you know, that may be a little bit too much for them. However, on the other hand, you know, some people can, you know, be able to take advantage of, you know, take advantage of it or be okay with it. It just really depends on the individual because everybody's not the same. So with that being said, you know, just, it just really depends on that person, whether they can, you know, stomach it or not.
All right. So, I mean, let's talk about social media comparison from a dating perspective. Now that's what this show is focusing on tonight. Social media, what have you thinking that what you have isn't good enough? You know, my woman doesn't have enough curves, or a woman may say her man ain't got enough money. And every holiday you're lonely because you think you deserve a Hallie or a Denzel in your life. But does social media give a false representation of what we should be expecting in the dating world? Why or why not? And Bailey, I'll go to you, man. Do you think that social media is giving us a false representation of what the dating world is actually like?
Man, that's a good question. Does it give a representation of what the dating world is like? I mean, it actually does, man. You know what I'm saying? If you read in between the lines, I think you I think it actually does. You know what I'm saying? Not getting caught up in pictures so much, but you know what I'm saying? Like if you pay attention to posts and things too, you get to see a real representation of, I think, of somebody, who somebody is. You know what I'm saying? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool everybody all of the time. So I think the information is there. You know, if you're interested in somebody, it just depends on how far you're going to dig into seeing, you know, really what's to that individual.
Yeah. Okay. Brad, what do you think, man? Do you think that social media gives a false representation of what we should expect from the dating world?
So, I understand what Bailey was saying, that it can give you a representation of what an individual is. But I think overall, when you're looking at social media, it's giving you a false representation of the real world. You're seeing the Kim Kardashians, you're seeing all kinds of different things which aren't really representative of everyday life. It's just a really, this is the bourbon talking. So so really you're seeing a very small part of reality, and you're seeing those people who are living that reality, but it's not 90% of us. It's really not. And I think it makes it difficult for those of us out there who might go, oh, we want that. We want that, but it's not real. It's fake. It's not attainable for most of us. And it's not realistic for most of us.
All right.
Making sense.
So let me ask you all this. This is the $89.16 question. One day someone's going to probably ask me where I got that number from. Where should we learn what a relationship should look like if not on social media? And Chandra, I'll go back to you. Where should we learn what a relationship looks like if not on social media?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think what I would do first is look at, you know, whether or not my parents' relationship, grandparents' relationship, or people that I look up to relationship is healthy. that would be my first, more so than people that I don't have a relationship with at all. Looking and seeing and picking and seeing what are those areas that I like and can emulate in my own life. So, I mean, I wouldn't even say books and movies and things like that. That can give you a starting point, an idea, and then you build upon it on your own. But I think that if you're looking at social media, because you got to understand that those are snapshots, right? He brought me roses. Oh, he bought me candy. Oh, she this. Oh, she did that. Mm-hmm. Those are snapshots in that individual's life. That is not their day in and day out. And if you notice, they don't show you when they have their arguments. They don't show you when they doing all that other, when all the other drama is going on in their life. They typically show you all of the snapshots of all the things that are going well in their life. When we're talking about couples.
Right.
And then if you notice, all of a sudden it get real quiet and you don't hear nothing. And then they broke up. So you're like, oh, I thought this was great. Right. Everything you showed me was great.
And when they break up, they disappear. Owe all their Facebook friends an explanation.
Could be.
All right, so let me go back to Buck then. And Lana Taro asked me, where did I get that number? I don't know where $89.16 came from, to be honest with you. It just stuck in my head. Dee chimed in and she said, not everything on social media is factual. And I agree 100% on that. Mm-hmm. And Buck, what you got, man? The question is, if you can't find out what a good relationship looks like on social media, where can you look?
I agree with Chandra. She really kind of, you know, hit the nail on the head. You know, really starts at home first, you know, with your parents, grandparents, you know, uncles, aunts, things of that nature. If they have solid foundations in their relationship, you know, solid foundation and a solid relationship, that'll be the best place to start. You can even look towards siblings if you have older siblings or maybe, you know, some that's younger that may have married before you did. You can look towards those if those relationships are solid. I mean, those, you know, I wouldn't go to social media to try to figure out, you know, do a relationship, because to me, I just don't think that's really a good starting point.
Yeah. Okay. And Brad Bailey, either you want to chime in on that as far as where you can go?
I will chime in. So first of all, I will absolutely agree with everything that's been said. And I'll also chime in with my cousin Josh had been responding to me, and he even responded to me by linking your show. And I will say that my cousin, who was the most fucking god-awful kid, like, you would not have wanted to deal with him when he was younger. But as a husband, as a father, he's been the most exemplary individual. He may be an act at times, and he may say the most inappropriate things, but as far as a husband and a father, there is nothing that you could wish better, because he takes care of his kids and he supports his wife as much as possible.
So, all right.
Definitely someone to look up to.
And what were you going to add, Bailey?
I think I got two things, man. I guess first, it kind of depends on like where you are with your core. Like if you're in a relationship and I think y'all putting God first, I think you kind of start there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but me personally, I would look within my own relationship or every relationship around me. I think you can learn from everyone. You know what I'm saying? I guess perception is a new reality, but man, I can learn from a partner who's been divorced. I can learn from somebody mm-hmm. who's, you know, had several breakups. You know, you learn from everyone. So I think the best relationship may not be the one that teaches you something. You may learn from people with fair relationships, because now I know what not to do. So right, I think you right. just, you know, you just take bits and pieces from everyone that's around you, and even your own failures. You know what I'm saying? I think a little failure plus progress eventually equals success. So I think you learn a lot of lessons from losses. So I would look within, you know, to see personally, you know, where have I went wrong in the past, or what could I do better, or, you know, what I'm not going to put up with anymore, or what I won't tolerate. So I say you should look within, man.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Porch Time and Miss McKinney. Queen Cole said, I agree. You can learn from anyone. Batman in Arkansas said, learn from the drunk uncle. So you can learn from your, from people's failures, or many different places, kind of like what Bailey was saying. And all right, so we see people, you know, they appear to be happy in relationships, taking expensive trips, eating at nice restaurants, or simply just wearing matching pajamas. And we think that represents our happiness when actually it has nothing to do with us. So we shouldn't really compare our lives to it. But Brad, let me go to you, man. Do you think the problem with comparing with your, with what you see on social media is that it makes us take what we have for granted?
That's a great question. I really think that social media can be a real disaster because it makes you, it gives you unrealistic expectations. And so when you, what you have going on and then what you see on social media, whether you're looking at the physical or the material, it really sets up these expectations that can really and has ruined people's lives, because then they start going after things that are unattainable. And I really think people need to look within themselves and see it's not their relationship. And I apologize if I'm overstepping, but it happens to be they need to look within themselves as to what is either right or wrong with their relationships or themselves. They need to be happy with themselves first. Goddamn bourbon. So they cut it short, they need to find their own happiness and their own truth. They really do.
Okay.
Cheers.
Queen Cole in Texas says, we don't know what happens behind closed doors. Batman in Arkansas said, happiness can be y'all chilling in the house with all the bills paid and y'all binge watching ID channel. And I mean, yeah, happiness is what you make it. And Lana agrees with Brad. Batman says, drunk man, line one. All right. Bailey, what do you think, man? Do you think that people see what's going on social media and it makes them take their own relationship for granted because they think they deserve what they're seeing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that's fact. I think women compare their relationship to other people they see, as far as maybe certain milestones, like we've been dating this long, so we should be at this point because such and such and her boo, you know, they're at this point. And I think men, you know, with just that much eye candy is, you know, you start comparing who you're dating to who you think may have an interest in you because of liking posts or in your inbox. So I just think, man, like with social media, with dating in every aspect of life, man, you really need to do it in moderation because, yeah, it is toxic.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. And Queen Cole said, happiness is an inside job. And she also said, you can't look to social media or a significant other for happiness. And she said, just be happy in real life first.
Thanks.
Okay. And so, Chandra, for people in relationships, could what someone see on social media cause resentment towards their partner? Maybe their partner doesn't look like or act like the people they see on social media, so maybe it causes resentment. You think that's possible?
I do think it's possible. I mean, I think it's unfortunate if it is that, but I do think that when you're talking about what Bailey was just saying in terms of comparing your relationship and saying we should be here, or, you know, my girl don't look as bad as this girl that's, you know, in my DMs or whatever, you know, don't look as good as this girl that's in my DMs, then you have a tendency to you know, look at your relationship and be like, why can't you be like more like this person? And so you begin to resent them, and you're not even necessarily communicating that you want this from that person or that you desire this from this person. You just looking at social media or comparing it to your homies, and you looking at your partner and saying, you know, you should, you know, and so that resentment builds up, and that other person may not even have an opportunity to defend themselves, may not even know what the dialogue that's going on in your head. A lot of times I feel like women have what I call like soap opera syndrome, right? So they got a whole dialogue going on in their head, and that man ain't said nothing, but because of, you know, he did this or he didn't do this, that means this. And ain't nobody even said anything. And so you've made decisions and cut off relationships and, you know, cut up clothes or whatever you do based off of the dialogue that's in your head.
Ah, very good point. Anybody else think that social media can cause resentment? You know, as far as your mate maybe not acting like or looking like what you see or desire from social media? Anybody else agree?
Social media is fucking horrible, Q. I mean, realistically, so I think we've seen too many times where someone makes a comment on someone else's profile and the significant other might, their self-confidence might not be up to there, because maybe because that's just who they are, or maybe because their significant other doesn't put them on a pedestal, which they should. So when the significant other starts commenting on other profiles, it just causes a mess. There's too often not, when there's not enough communication between each other, and they go off on what they see rather than the communication between them and their significant other. It just causes too many problems.
Okay. But if I can jump in, Q, and you know, I know I was just on the women a minute ago, but in the defense of, you know, these chicks commenting on your man's page, and you may have addressed that, but he think it's not a big issue, and he think it's your issue. And that, but if you address that, and sometimes women have addressed, you know, their uncomfortableness with this, and not necessarily, I don't care if somebody say, you know, oh man, you looking good in that outfit or that suit or whatever, but it's, you know, when somebody's crossing the line, and if your significant other isn't addressing that, That is an issue.
I agree. All right, you know, I think what people need to understand is that more times than not, social media only shows the good. You only see what people show you, and a lot of times, that's not always a projection of the actual relationship. Just like so many people use filters to hide their imperfections in their photos, social media itself is a filter. You know, it only shows what people want you to see. And so, and this is for whoever wants to respond, do you think that when we see these images of people on social media and formulate what we think the perfect mate is in our head, and that will make us turn down someone who maybe doesn't fit that mold? Whoever would like to respond.
That's a difficult question. I found more recently that I've been looking at the people, there's been too many people who have used filters. Way too many fucking people. Because I use them all. I use Bumble. I use Tinder. But I look at their pictures. I look at who's using those filters. I also look at the content about what they put in their profile. And I'll tell you first off, if they don't put anything in their profile, left. I'm swiping left. Because at this point now, it's about attraction, but it's also about connection. Because this is not a one or two night thing. This is about a little bit more long term for me.
Okay. And anybody else think that we have this image in our head of what a mate should look like because of social media, and it makes us turn down people who may not fit that mold?
That really depends on the individual, because, you know, if you base everything on social media, then you might have that image in your head. But there are some people that are, you know, old school, and they don't base everything you know, on social media. They go a more traditional approach. So it really, it really depends on the individual. It could be some other factors involved, whether they have low self-esteem or, you know, something like that. I mean, those things may factor in, you know, if they, you know, looking at social media and they're looking at other people's relationships and they envy those relationships or jealous of those relationships and they want a relationship similar to that or something. It just really, you know, again, just really depends on that individual and what they, you know, who they are.
Okay. All right. D. Harris says on from YouTube, social media causing trust issues and drama since 2004. All right. And, you know, our projection of the perfect mate a lot of times can keep us in relationship turmoil or something that we have to be careful of. But there was some recent social media drama. I'm sure you all have seen it by now, about a dude who went on vacation in Miami. He went without his wife, I believe. He took a picture at the beach, hugged up with some lady. His wife ultimately saw the photos, and it caused a big deal online. It was a disaster that played out in front of our eyes. So do some people feel better about themselves when they see something like this, like a train wreck of a relationship play out over social media? Do you think that some people look at that and feel better about themselves? They want to see the bad stuff?
Well, I think anyone that doesn't feel good about themselves will feel better about seeing things like that. But I think ultimately it says more about them than it does for anything else.
All right. Well, Bailey, can a person see a bad relationship on social media play out and it actually kind of have the opposite effect? Like instead of them feeling good that that person is in a bad relationship, they may feel like, well, my bad relationship ain't all that bad because it's not as bad as so-and-so's relationship.
Yeah, I guess that's the opposite side of comparing. Or it may give you a heads up to take heed to it and say, hey, maybe I don't need to move like that cat was moving. Let me make sure I'm on the up and up. So it could serve as a, you know, that was a warning before destruction. It could serve as a opportunity to say, you know what, you know, let me quit while I'm ahead, you know, with whatever I was doing. But again, like I say, man, that's just comparison. I think it's just, you know, it's the opposite side of the coin. You know, I think bad people, you know, would feel good about watching that type of situation. But, you know, I don't wish that on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that young lady was, that wife was, you know what I'm saying, real embarrassed. And, you know, that's yeah. That's kind of heavy to have to deal with to, you know, for your situation to be viral like that. So, yeah, I don't wish that on anyone. Yeah. So, if anything, you know, if there are some dudes that's moving like that, I hope they kind of take heed and, you know, you see how bad it could go.
All right. And Brad, what do you think, man? Do you think that, you know, because sometimes we will be in a bad relationship and we try to talk ourselves into staying in that relationship. So can social media help us do that? Because we see someone whose situation is so much worse than ours that it makes our bad stuff look good.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, yeah. I mean, but it says more about your self-esteem. Because if you have low self-esteem, then you're going to be searching for anything else that you can grasp onto that's going to make you feel better. But ultimately, it's not going to help you, really. I mean, that's where really the social media is going to end up hurting you a lot more than helping.
Okay. Chandra, do you think people should take social media breaks?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that Bailey said early on is like in moderation. I think that, again, this isn't my studies, but studies have shown like it makes people depressed. It makes people anxious. Like, take heed to that. Like, people believe because we have this thing, just like they say about, you know, when somebody tells you a story, the first person that tells you the story is the one that you normally believe or tend to believe more. Same thing. Whatever we see, if we think that that is real to us, because those are people that we may know or know of, then we think they live in the life and we're sitting up here bored, ain't got no dates, ain't doing nothing, you know, and that's not reality. The reality is more of their life is not like that than it is, but they're showing you, you know, the previews, you know, to a movie. You know how you go to a movie and it show you all the things, and then when you go to the movie wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
You know, but you thought it was going to be all of that based off of the previews. That's what social media does. It shows you little clips of what they want you to see. And so I think that it's important to take those breaks or minimize the amount of time you spend scrolling. That's just, I just think it's healthy anyway.
Yeah. So. And the last Matrix movie got me with the trailer. That's disappointing. But Buck, what about you, man? Do you think that social media breaks is a good idea? Just kind of bowing out every once in a while?
Yeah, I think so. Simply because, you know, you got, there's other things in life you got to enjoy other than just social media. I mean, if you go to restaurants and things of that nature, you see people and that's all they have people with them and they got their phones right there on them the whole time. They're not even paying attention to you across from the table. And I think having a social media break is good because you get to enjoy other things in life. You know, maybe a sporting event, maybe a live music, or, you know, just the company of the other person. I mean, so I think it's very important to get a break. I mean, put the cell phone, put the tablet, whatever you may have down, and just enjoy a great experience, you know, with somebody else. So it's very important to do that.
All right. And I agree. I agree. So one more question and we'll get ready to get into our final thoughts and wrap things up. But I mean, social media is not the only place we make comparisons. Sometimes we do it in real life as well. So I don't want anyone to think that it's exclusive to social media. But do you think that a majority, and this is for whoever wants to answer, do you think a majority of the incidents we encounter as far as making comparisons come from social media? Or do you think that it still happens in real life more so than social media?
It's tough.
I'll answer from my perspective. And I think it's difference in age or generations and all of that stuff. So I'm in my, you know, mid-40s. So social media is not something that I grew up with. It's not something that I do all the time. Most of the time that I'm on there is for business reasons, you know, promoting something or trying to do something in that of that fashion. So I get on and I get off. But I think that, so my comparisons are going to be with the people that I may work with and their relationships or my girlfriends, my sisters, things of that nature. We would be doing more of those kind of thoughts and comparisons than looking at social media and doing those comparisons. And that's just my perspective or my opinion, my belief. And so I think age-wise, we do it differently. I think people who use a lot of social media for dating or connecting with people are going to potentially lean more on those comparisons because they really think their Facebook friends are their friends. And in some cases that may be the case, but a lot of times that's not the case. You just know, you just Facebook know them. You don't really know them. And so they'll do these comparisons with the people that they don't really know and how that image is showing up in their life. And so I think we still do a lot of comparison. And honestly, what it does is rob us. And we talked about that. It robs us of our joy. You know, when you compare yourself to anything or anybody, career-wise, relationship-wise, you're automatically robbing yourself of joy. So.
Okay. I mean, but isn't the key that, I guess, to understanding all of this is that it's not a one-size-fits-all situation? Mm-hmm. That you can find someone who is just like the person you want on social media that your friend is dating or something, maybe the same height, have the same job and all of that, but it can be a completely different experience. So, I mean, isn't that the key that it's not a one size fits all?
Absolutely. I 100% agree. You can. And the thing about it, again, I'm gonna pick on women for a second. A lot of times, but men do it too. You know, you think you can come in and make somebody mold them into the image you want. And you can try that and you can do all of that and still be unhappy because that's not necessarily reality. Right. And so you find happiness through, like what Brad was saying, through that connection and communication and that talking and really getting to know each other and enjoying each other. You know, opposites attract. You know, you may bring something different to the table than I do. My strengths may be your weakness. My weakness may be your strengths. And that's how, and we continue to build on that. But if I am trying to make you something that you're not, or fit you into a square peg into a round hole, well, hell, I got a lot of shaping to do to get that square peg into that round hole. Like, and all that time that I'm shaping, I'm gonna be unhappy, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, you can find happiness in a lot of things. And I think people spend way too much time thinking a job, a certain house, a certain car, all of those things are gonna make them happy. When going back to what Brad said and what I've said 1,000 times too, that happiness has to start with you, you know? And if you're not healthy, if you're not complete, it don't matter who you got on your arm, you still ain't happy. And you, now you're just making somebody else miserable.
I agree.
My thoughts.
Thanks.
I agree. And I know I said that was the last question, but I lied. So I do have another one. Because I don't want people to think that I'm coming down on social media and that social media is all bad, because it's not. I do think there's some good in social media. Do you all think that there are times you could see something on social media that can teach you a very important lesson? Maybe looking at someone's relationship and making a comparison. Can it also be a good thing? I mean, and if so, where do you draw the line?
I mean, you got to use common sense when you're looking at these things, because sometimes people portray, you know, things out there to try to get views or likes or what have you. But in the same sentence, I mean, I do believe you can learn some things. You can learn things to do or learn things not to do in your relationship. So, I mean, it's not all bad. I mean, there are some things that you can learn.
Anybody else?
Yeah, you just got to use common sense. I mean, realistically, you have to take a look and see what is the relationship that you're looking at. Is it reasonable? Is it attainable? Is it something that you can see yourself in? Is it someone that's traveling around the world constantly, you know, all the time, and they don't have to work? I mean, you have to go ahead and put it in your own circumstances and see if it would fit.
Okay. I mean, I agree with the whole common sense thing, but unfortunately, common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it the most just don't seem to use it.
Why are you looking at me, Q?
All right. So we'll take a quick commercial break, and I'll come back and we'll get into our final thoughts.
Hey, my brothers and sisters, this is Ashley D, also known as the Sensible Sister. Sensible Sister is an online candle shop where we specialize in making natural, handmade scented candles. Our mission is to bring joy to our customers' lives through fragrance. Our scent choices are chosen through studies we research to find scents that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Every product is specifically handmade and scented to bring your mind to a place of serenity. Check us out at www.sensiblesister.com and follow us on Facebook at Sensible Sister LLC. And always remember, there's no such thing as having too many candles.
All right. My thanks to Ashley D from Sensible Sister. And on next week's show, we're doing part 3 of this 4-part series on dating. Part 3, Dating 301, A Closed Mouth Never Gets Fed. We talk about the importance of making sure people know where you stand when it comes to relationships. That may mean telling someone what you like or dislike, or it may mean being able to pursue the person that you want without having to hope and wait for them to come to you. You know, sometimes you got to be aggressive and let a person know you like them. That's going to be on Tuesday, February the 1st at 7:30 p.m. Central here on the Talk to Q Radio Show. You can inbox me on social media or email me at talktoqnow@gmail.com. If you want to RSVP for that show, I already have a few people who have expressed interest. Final thoughts. We'll go ahead and wrap things up for the show tonight. I appreciate you all joining. So let me get everyone back on. And all right, so final thoughts. Brad, I'll start with you first, man. Give your final thoughts on the evening.
Well, I'll tell you, Q. I'll tell you. Seriously, it's that people need to be realistic in their expectations of their relationships. They need to not look to others to make them happy. That's first and foremost. Because when you try to set unrealistic expectations, you're setting yourself up for failure. And the only other thing that I can say is drink more bourbon. It'll make everyone happier.
Okay. Or make you forget that you say it.
What'd you say?
Or it make you forget that you say it. One of the two.
What'd you say?
Or it'll affect your hearing. What? All right. I appreciate you, Jordan, Brad. Always good to have you on, man. And Buck, let me get to your final thoughts, bro. What you got?
Man, great show as always. I mean, it's always good to hear, you know, everybody's different views. I mean, really, when you're in a relationship, you really have to communicate. That's the thing. That's the key. Don't exceed your, you know, don't try to be somebody that you're not. Just be yourself. Things will go so much better and you don't have to worry about it. Don't go through social media and those things. Go more of a natural approach. Because, you know, you got to be happy first and be stable with yourself first before you can make somebody else happy. And I think a lot of times people just try to be, you know, they try to think that they're happy with somebody else when they're not happy with themselves. So, you know, first things first, get you in order first. Then, once you get yourself in order, then you can make somebody else happy. So, you know, just take those things under advisement. But in any event, everybody, you know, have a great rest of the week. I don't know necessarily about drinking the bourbon, but I like this Jim Beam Devil's Cut. So I'm going to take a swig of that.
Man, anything that has Devil's Cut in the title, I'm not fooling with it. I'm telling you that off the roof.
Oh, it's not that bad, man. Oh, it's good, man. You got to try it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, man. Good to see you. And Chandra, I'll go to you. Your final thoughts.
I guess I would just kind of reiterate what Brad and Buck just said. You know, I think a lot of it, you know, the two key things is know thyself and then love thyself. Being authentic is really important in any relationship. And then you got to communicate. If you're not communicating what you need, but you're comparing, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? So communicate what your needs are, communicate what your expectations are, and see what happens. I think it's, you know, unfortunate that we compare ourselves to others all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. We're always comparing ourselves. And that right there, it just robs us of our own happiness and why we think that we have to be someone else in order to be happy. It is really sad. So if you know yourself first and then love yourself before you start trying to date someone else.
I agree. Thank you very much. I appreciate you joining the mix. Good to see you. And Bailey, shut it down for me, bro.
Man. All right. Well, the internet ain't all bad, man. Like, think if you just a comparing person, you just a comparing person, man. You're going to do it in real life. You're going to do it on the internet. I think the internet just give you more access. So instead of comparing to like everybody in your immediate circle, now you can compare to the whole world. So, you know, that's a bigger scale, you know. So I think if that's just in you, that's just in you. You need to work on that, man. It's just going to lead to you being single. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody, you're not going to be happy with anyone. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you're going to be chasing waterfalls out here. So, you know, think. So, like, you know, be real, be righteous, man. Be relevant, love yourself. And, you know, substitute the internet for, like, the stuff we gave it up for. You know what I'm saying? When you too involved with the internet, you're losing probably something health-wise. You know what I'm saying? You're not investing in your health as much. You're not investing in your spiritual as much. So just, you know, have some balance, man. And like I say, man, you know, do it in moderation. And, you know, just it's almost hate, man. Get that out your heart. You know what I'm saying? Be happy for folks, man. And you see somebody doing something, salute them. Don't be envious of them. That's a real jealous fear. You know, it's a cancer too. So, man, get that out your heart, man. Be happy for folks. And, you know what I'm saying, set some goals for yourself and chase them.
All right. Sounds good. You know, and that's a good point. Maybe people just need to kind of get that out of their heart as far as what they see. And it's like, well, I got to have that. If I can't have that, I can't be happy. You know, they do have to kind of get rid of that mindset. And just appreciate what they have. You know, a lot of people take what they have for granted because they don't think it's enough when they're looking at someone else. And D. Harris on YouTube says, stay true to yourself. And that's very true. And I think a lot of us fail to do that. So, all right. Great stuff, people. I want to thank everyone for checking out this episode of T2Q. Stay tuned for future shows because I do have some giveaways coming up. I'm giving away cash next week to a lucky viewer. And also in the future, I'll be giving away a one-of-a-kind painting courtesy of New Renaissance. So I hope to have more information on that on the next show. And like I said, next week to someone in the chat room, I will be giving away a little cash. All right. So have your Cash App handy. More details to come on that soon. Follow me now on TikTok at TalkToQ Now if you want to be one of the first to know how you can win. Everyone, enjoy the rest of their evening. Peace out. You've been checking out the Talk to Q radio show. No experts, just opinions. All right.